Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Bosma, aka Doc. And Doc, I know a number of our listeners have been waiting for me to get you back on the show to discuss already some of this wild trading that we have seen in the gold market. We'll start off with gold, because gold is pretty much flat today, but after what happened last week, the pop at the beginning of the week and then the reversal and pretty aggressive sell-off to end the week, it was a very, really schizophrenic type of week for gold, where the bulls were excited and then pretty disappointed at the end of the week. And now today, gold is flat, right at, let's say, 1850 on the spot market. Let's start off here. What are your updated thoughts on the volatility in gold that we've seen already this month?
Well, Corey, last time I think when we talked, I mentioned that the first quarter of this year would be problematic for the precious metals, and it looks like it's going to play out that way. I think they're going to be under pressure along with the stocks, and I think the precious metals themselves could do a little bit worse than the stocks. And which is okay, because you have to look at it from a standpoint of, we have a lot of catching up to do in the precious metals as far as with the weekly moving averages. And I think we're going to see this whole thing play out over time again, where gold or the precious metals are going to be in a little bit of difficulty for the first quarter and possibly the second quarter of this year. And we shouldn't expect anything big until the second quarter of 2021.
Now, why do you think the precious metals will be under this pressure? What factors are you looking at? What money flows are you watching? Summarize why you think this.
Well, because I think number one is, I think we're going to start to see, we're moving into another recession here. We had a couple of many recession quarters back in 2020. And I think with the pandemic and all the lockdowns, and what we're seeing is we're going to move into some contracting GDP going forward. And in fact, if you look at it, we're nowhere near back to where we were. And I think there's going to be tax revenue problems for the government based on all the businesses they shut down, especially small businesses. And I don't think gold can respond in that environment very well at all. Sure, they're going to be printing money, but that money goes right to the banks and there's no velocity. Then they dump it back in the Federal Reserve and make interest on it. So we're not going to spend ourselves out of this problem, and printing money isn't going to. So there will be a kind of a deflationary, I think, short-term issue going forward.
So, Doc, does that mean that you see kind of a broad correction here, one of these sell-offs or gradual declines where everything is getting hit? There really isn't that safe haven status until, let's say, a bottom is hit, and that's when gold could then start to outperform to the upside?
Yeah, and I think the stock market is going to have trouble too. And I think you might have a combination of a market sell-off along with some precious metal sell-off too. But the stocks, you know, won't suffer as much, I don't believe, because a lot of them have good cash flow, some of these companies. And in spite of gold moving lower, and they've worked off a lot of their expenses. So, but it's going to be a great time to buy again in the near future, maybe a couple of months down the road.
Okay, so you're not seeing this big washout decline, because when we do get those washout events, that's when, well, everything corrects, and everything can correct very, very quickly. That's not what you're seeing then, just to clarify.
No, I'm not seeing a washout event. It's going to be nothing that's going to be a precipitous drop for gold, in my opinion.
Okay. Doc, what about silver, too? Because silver's selling off a little bit more than gold, and silver's been very volatile today, actually. It dropped below, dropped almost the whole way down to $24.50, and then has recovered by a dollar here. But all the positive comments that I'm hearing on the back of heading into this year about silver, Silver's starting to look a little bit weaker, and that is also tied to a bit of a sell-off in base metals. You even look at something like copper. Copper's down 9 cents, 2.5% today. Maybe that's the industrial uses there pulling silver down along with the base metals.
Yeah, and you know, we had a nice run in some of these commodities, but I think we might pull back a little bit before we get a real run later. And yeah, silver's going to come back. In fact, I think I said on your program, there were just too many people that were bullish on silver too soon. And I see silver too not selling off tremendously. There'll be some weakness, but it's not going to break out anytime soon to go higher here, Corey.
Do you see the silver stocks performing poorly then? Because they did have such a better run. They were outperforming the gold stocks. And if you see a general pullback, then you would think silver might pull back to a greater extent as well as the silver stocks.
Yeah, I think the silver stocks are going to get hit further here. And then I think we are fashioning a trading range for a lot of these stocks and for the precious metals. And we could be in that trading range well into the second half of the year. I think that's what's going to happen.
All right, Doc, how about the dollar action then? The dollar has bounced a little bit over that 90 level. Again, it's not screaming higher, but you can make the argument that it is due for a bit of a bounce here.
The dollar is due for a bounce, and we're going to see a bounce. And it's not going to be a phenomenal bounce, but we're bottoming here for a while in the dollar. The dollar isn't going to drop like a rock anytime soon. Now, we're getting about to the end of the move down. We may move down a little bit more into the first quarter, that's possible, but get ready for the next major move as far as in an intermediate time frame to be on the upside of the dollar. It may take time for that move, but we're starting to move down to some really strong support for the dollar, and we may have a little bit move down to it in the next couple of months, but they won't. It's not going to be a fast move, Corey. We're just kind of drifting down here. And if we do get down to that support, we could have a reflex rally over time. And then I think the next time we move down in the dollar sometime later in 2021, I think that's going to be the real move where we could break some major support.
So then what are the levels that you are watching when it comes to gold? Let's start there. What are the lower levels where you see gold finding support and general time frame of when we could get a bounce from those levels and maybe test out the highs that we put in last year?
Well, I do think we're going to go back down towards 1760, 1770 area on gold. I think that's a reality. Now, a lot of people don't like that. But we could reach that next week or the week after. And then I think we might have a little bit rebound. And I think we could continue to drift lower to sideways. Nothing precipitous as far as a drop. But that's what I'm looking at, Corey, for gold.
How about for silver then?
Silver, I think we get back down to about, let me see. We could get back down into the $23, $22 to $23 area for silver. I think that's very possible.
Okay, Doc. Now, when it comes to, let's say, an overall outlook for the world, what's actually going to drive markets here? I've heard a lot about inflation expectations, and those continue to rise. Yields are also moving broadly higher, especially on the long end. Those are two major players when it comes to overall money flows and something we do need to pay attention to. What are you watching most closely?
You know, fundamentally, Corey, we are in deep trouble, the world. You're in a liquidity trap or a debt trap, and how do you get out of it? There's no answer to this sort of thing except printing a lot of money, and it's going to be money directly in the hands of the consumer. That's the only thing that's going to keep a significant depression from happening. So they're going to have to try to do that. And eventually, I can't see where you're not going to get finally that inflation everybody's looking for, but it takes time for that to happen, especially if we're contracting our economy right now. And so if we do see that, I don't think we're going to see it until the earliest 2022.
All right, Doc, final comments here. When we take into a big picture outlook, at least what I'm looking at, we have one, the U.S. election that is for the most part behind us. And that does take out a little bit of that uncertainty that traders definitely have to position for. Plus, the U.S. dollar has just had so many bearish bets put on it that it makes sense that I think a bounce is due. And I don't know where the dollar goes from here, but as long as the dollar stops that pretty straight down downtrend that it was in, that is also, you could say, not bullish for gold. And we also have interest rates. Those are also moving higher. So a bunch of factors here that typically don't help out gold. These are just short-term factors, though. That's what I'm watching. What do you think?
I agree, Corey. And what really scares me for gold, although I don't think it's going to pack gold that much, is the increase in interest rates. I think it's going to continue in the first quarter to first half of this year. And I think that supports the dollar. And so those two things are going to not be positives for gold. And that's why I'm not that, one of the reasons I'm not that strong on the precious metals in the first quarter to first half of this year. And I think that's really problematic, the interest rates for gold.
Interesting comments there, Doc. Look, it's already been a wild ride to start this year, and I know that a lot of listeners or a lot of the gold bugs are a little bit questioning some of those outlooks, but just because we got that early on volatility, you have stuck to what you've been saying, and you have been saying that we are going to see broadly some weakness as we start this year, and well, besides the first trading day, there has been some weakness in the precious metals. So we all do need to take a step back and understand exactly what's happening here. And well, your time frames have been quite accurate. So I really appreciate all of your insights, Doc. Thanks for taking time today. Have a great rest of your week.